Hey, how about it, race fans? It's Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com, and I'm coming at you with another episode or edition of Rich's Ramblings. And in this particular edition, I'm going to do something that a lot of times people don't take the time to do, and I'm going to give a shout out to a couple of dirt racing promoters. I know a lot of people love to take the time to rip them and point out things that went wrong when they were at the track, or something that went wrong even away from the track. But in this case, there are a couple of promoters that really and truly deserve some accolades coming their way. For one, Bubba Pollard and all the folks at Sonoa Raceway, who this weekend are putting on the Peach State Classic, which on Saturday night will pay $50,000 to win. For whoever its winner is on Friday night leading up to the Peach State Classic. They had a race called the Peach Bowl, paid $20,000. Kyle Bronson won that. So if you haven't seen or heard about that race, go ahead and check out InsideDirtRacing.com. We have the story there. But what I want to give recognition to Pollard and that whole team at that racetrack is, and as well as the Flow Racing Night in America promoters, Michael Rigsby and all the folks involved in it, for having the patience to let all this play out. Everybody knew coming into the weekend that a big storm was headed toward Georgia. The hurricane Nicole was coming up the shoreline there, and it was going to certainly hit right around where the Sonoa Speedway or Sonoa Raceway is. And instead of just doing what so many will oftentimes do and see that forecast on a Monday and go ahead and call off races that are scheduled for the weekend, Bubba Pollard and his team went proactive. They went out, if you've probably seen the pictures on social media, found tarps. Who knows where in the world they found all these tarps, but they covered the track in tarps and had those staked down so that they wouldn't blow away, and kept a lot of the moisture off of the track. And then after the rain was over, brought in, of all things, a helicopter to hover down close to the track and help dry it off that way, to the point where they were able to race last night when a couple of days ago, I don't think anybody would have given them any chance of racing on that. So kudos to them for not giving up and for all the hard work that went into it, because I know being around a wet dirt track, as I found out last week when I slipped and fell at Charlotte, is not always an easy thing. It's a muddy and thankless task, and I'm taking the time to thank Bubba Pollard and the Flow Racing Night in America bunch for sticking it out and being able to get that race in, and hopefully tonight they'll get that $50,000 Peach State Classic in as well. And on the other side, as a matter of fact, on the other side of the country, I'm going to also give out a shout-out to the XR Super Series and Barry Braun for a move they made. You know, they have a three-day weekend, the Duel in the Desert out in Las Vegas, or right next to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway on the dirt track there. And on Thursday night, they were conducting the races, of course, Las Vegas on Pacific time. So most dirt racing fans are either in the Eastern time zone or the Central time zone. And the way things were playing out, the super late model feature, which paid $20,000 to win, was going to run way late into the night. As a matter of fact, I think it was over past 1 a.m. Eastern time when they finally got that in. So during the activities on Thursday, Braun took to Twitter and pointed out that they would change the running order for Friday and Saturday so that the super late models would run earlier in the program, so that more people would have an opportunity to watch the race rather than having it go so late at night. And so I'm going to give props to Barry Braun and to XR Super Series for recognizing that and being able to adjust on the fly. There are so many people who won't adjust on the fly. It's like, by golly, this is schedule we set out and we're going to go by it. And and unfortunately there's still some people in the dirt racing industry that thinks that you're not getting your money's worth if you're not there past midnight. And and of course they had to take into account the fans that are there that are on Las Vegas time. They didn't want to start things too early, so I think they made a very good move to move the super late models up. And they have a big race tonight as well, the Duel in the Desert the last couple of nights have run pretty smoothly. Shane Clanton won on Thursday night. Last night, Jonathan Davenport just turned in a dominating performance, as we've grown so used to seeing him do. So we'll see in that race tonight how it plays out. Both of those races, if you can't make it to those tracks, are streamed online. The Las Vegas races, XR Super Series, are on the RaceXR .plus, whereas the Flow Racing Night in America website, flowracing.com, will carry the Peach State Classic. So hopefully you can catch one or both of those, if not in person, certainly on the stream. But I appreciate you taking the time to listen. I appreciate you taking the time to visit InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com to catch up on everything that Michael Motes and myself are able to put out there for you. So I hope you enjoy that. Again, hope you have a great weekend, and at some point I will see you at your track.